views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
I'm over from a clump on you.
Listen, we were just before the show, we were talking about humility, Artie and I, and I stepped right into that with 2 feet, didn't I?
You did.
I know. But it was fun. It's fun. Yes, our humility is just over the top. Right?
Yes, it is. But let's not talk about us anymore. No, actually, it's ironic that we started off this way as we're just joking around. But, you know, this week's topic is about learning to love yourself. And it's very important that you allow yourself to love yourself and to respect yourself and to care for yourself. And a lot of women have a lot of problems with trying to not only take care of themselves, but also, you know, it's about taking care of other people, you know, and they're so busy taking care of everyone else that they put themselves behind the eight ball. And they go, well, what about me? What about me? Well, you're the one who has to say, what about me, and actually do something about it. But you got to set a precedent. You got to set boundaries.
And this is very true, because as a woman myself, I remember times when my children were growing up where it was easier for me to serve them dinner and stand at the counter and eat rather than sit at the table and eat, because it was just so many things that they needed. And even though I felt as though I was helping them out, I wasn't helping myself out. I was standing up and eating every night. And you know, it became my reality. It became that I enjoyed doing that. Just standing at the counter and eating my supper. Of course, watching them and talking, interacting the whole time, but it just became the norm for me.
And not just as a mom, as far as taking care of yourself, or as a dad, it's also just as important to also take care of yourself within a relationship, because there's a lot of people who feel that when they give and give and give over the top way too much to their partner, that they should just naturally reciprocate. And so they overly compensate taking care of the other person and not making your spouse or your partner in life to be responsible for taking care of you. Right. Or sometimes you might even block out the generosity or the energy of your partner because you're so used to, no, I got it. I'll take care of it. And you end up, you know, doing everything or mostly everything yourself. And it's very important for you to, and I always say this, it's very important to stop around the 50-yard line, maybe the 40-yard line on the other side, and just allow your partner to try to at least meet you halfway. And if you say, well, they're not pulling their weight or they're not doing it, well, then, you know, this is about your self-respect and your self-love, and then stop giving. And I've said this many, many times, that if you're chasing after anybody else's approval to that extent, then you're not approving yourself. So, you know, and everything is a give and take. And like I said, you know, loving yourself and respecting yourself is very important. And when you do that for yourself, other people will step up to the plate.
And with that, I would like to add, if anybody out there would like a free mini reading from Artie or myself or both of us, the number to call is 800-930-2819. Now I'm going to wait a few seconds. Those of you who don't have a pen handy, go get your pens. The number again is 800-930-2819. 2819. Now, if you'd like a private reading with Artie, who is very good, and he also has amazing YouTube videos out there, and you can get to see the face behind the voice.
That's right.
If you'd like to get in touch with him for a personal reading or a party, his number is 877-ANGELS-02.
Angel 02. Yeah, and for Sky, it's 908-500-1447.
1-1-4-4-7-4. Right.
1-4-7-4.
We almost got it.
We screwed up on each other. 908-500-1474 if you wish to get a private reading from Sky. Whether it be in person or over the phone, you're going to be just as amazed. And she's based out of Cream Ridge, New Jersey, which is only 5 minutes away from Great Adventure. And you will not be disappointed.
Thank you.
And we also do events together, too, or parties together. So if you want to have a girls' night out, and if you want to invite Sky and or myself for your party, you know, feel free, because it's great. It's a great fun. It is. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, and I want to just interrupt you. We also, guys, in case you're not thinking on this level, we also do bridal showers and baby showers. They're becoming the up-and-coming thing now for entertainment. And it's lots of fun.
And for bachelorette parties,
yes,
too.
Yes. We've been doing a lot of that stuff lately. And the girls are just so excited because, you know, it's a new thing. But it's really catching on. So if you're planning any kind of a bridal shower, baby shower, or what do they call it, bachelorette party, we are at your service. And if you're far from us, we can also do it on speakerphone or Skype. So we're available through any media that you might need.
So, yeah, it is a lot of fun, and it's a great, you know, a great way for you to get together with your friends or your family members. And like I said, it's just a real lot of fun. And the really cool thing is that after people get finished being read by us, you know, all the other guests say, well, what'd he say? What'd she say? What'd they say? What'd they say? You know, and everybody wants to know the dirt or the scoop on you. You know, the stuff that's, you know, very deep and personal, of course, you don't have to share. And then the people who've gotten some kind of hard news, they usually don't hang out. They just run right out the door with tears in their eyes.
Crying,
either with happiness or being overwhelmed because of reaching, you know, reaching a loved one, and they just don't want to talk about it. You know, so, but, you know, Sky and I, we're the type of people who, you know, we're not just all just, you know, great news, because a lot of people do ask us, well, what happens if, you know, I'm afraid of listening to bad news? And the thing is that, well, I call that hard news. And so what we do is we give answers to help you overcome any obstacles. And just because we give you the map, it makes it easier when you have a conscious understanding of your circumstances. It doesn't mean that it's still an easy process for you to have to go from A to Z or A to B, wherever you need to be. It's still going to be, you know, your journey still might be a little hard to do what you have to do.
But at least you know the direction in which
you follow. And so you don't have to jerk around. Should I go right? Should I go left? And you know what? Sometimes it's not even a black and white question. Sometimes it's a matter of us just knowing that if you do this, this is what's going to happen. If you do that, that's what's going to happen. And the choice is up to you. You know, Sky and I could easily say, well, if we were in your position, we would go here, or we would go there, or we would do this, or we would do that. But you have your own free will.
And mostly, folks, I want you to remember that when Artie says, when Sky and Artie tell you something, remember one thing. It's not us speaking. Your spirit world, our spirit guides, and the angels, they're actually speaking to us, speaking through us to give you the best satisfaction and the best outcome of a bad situation, if that's your problem. So remember, this is divine intervention, and I'd like to always keep it on that level. Artie and I always make sure that if we don't get a connection from spirit, we say nothing, or we tell you, I'm sorry, we're not getting anything.
Or we'll give you other information that you need to hear. It might not always be what you want to hear. I would probably say one of the best compliments I ever got after a reading is a lawyer of all people, who is a little skeptical. And after I got finished speaking with him, he says, after he threw down his money at me, he said, I got to tell you, he says, that's the best money I've ever spent. He goes,
really?
That was really good. And so that makes me feel, you know, really good when especially a lawyer would say that, because he came in with a little, you know, male ego, all right, let's see what you got.
Right.
And then it was funny.
Lawyers are the biggest skeptics.
I had this one fella come in, you know, he was like a construction guy, you know, and he sits down, his legs are spread out, he's in his dungarees, just laying back on the chair. And I connected to his mother. Now, mind you, at that party, it's like a 20-minute reads. That's all they were for that particular party, 20-minute reads. And I was with him for about 2 minutes, and you know, he wanted to connect to his mother and to his brother. And I said, your mother is saying, what the hell's going on with you? What's with the hole in the wall? And he goes, I'm out of here. He goes, here's your money. Here's the keys. I don't know how you know. He says, I'm out of here. And he just left and said, I don't want to know anything else.
See, he wasn't expecting to really connect.
Yeah. Hey, listen, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to have some more fun, and we want you to have more fun, so stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WPLQ. Oh, darling, please believe me. I'll never do you no harm.
Welcome back, everyone, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. We're so happy to be back. And we do have a nice young lady. Her name is Julie, and she's from St. Paul, Minnesota. Julie, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What can we do for you today?
Yes, I was wondering if anything came through for my mom. Our family's been in chaos and upheaval for the last year, 14 months, with caregiving of my mother-in-law turning, having dementia, and then my daughter's situation with a breakup and her ups and downs and with our family, just the three of us, and hasn't been going too good. So I was just wondering if the rest of 2015 or early 16 will be better for us.
Well, I want to tell you, I think you're behind the problems now. I think you're behind it all. I think that from now on, things are going to settle down. I'm feeling kind of an upheaval in your life. I do. And I feel as though you're trapped. You feel trapped in some way. It might not be right on the surface at this moment, but deep within you, I feel a sense of being trapped. As far as your daughter is concerned, she'll be fine. She will be fine. She will move on with her life. Does she have a son?
No.
Because I'm feeling somebody around you that has a young child. Can you relate to that?
Somebody around me? Oh, like who passed on?
No. Around you now in the physical life. A cousin, an aunt, somebody that you're close to?
I have a big family. I come from seven and have a lot of grandkids. And they have a lot of grandchildren involved and cousins. And
so you have a lot of grandchildren? Only child.
I don't have grandchildren. I just have my one daughter that's 23.
Okay.
I'm hearing, but I'm just hearing something about there's going to be a very hard separation within the family itself. And I'm seeing a very strong disconnect.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is you have to be very flexible with this person because they're in their own zone, in their own world. And I'm getting that there's nothing you could really do. And the more you try to convince them otherwise, the further apart they're going to be.
But I also feel like your daughter is going to be fine. She's going to get over this and she's going to move forward. So I don't really think you have to worry about that too much. She may be giving you mixed emotions right now, but I think the hurdle for her is over. Now she's just got to get used to her environment. I'm feeling the type of person who doesn't like change, who likes stability. And I'm feeling as though she's not getting that stability now, or wasn't getting it. The stability, and that really blew her mind away. But I feel that she will get that stability back. But I also feel that she's got to rely on herself more and stop always running to you for help. She's got to start relying on you, stop relying on you, and start really taking responsibility for her actions. And whatever she doesn't like, she's got to assess and get rid of. Okay.
Okay.
Don't try to fix all her problems because it's not helping her. You just have to learn to let her make her choices, make her mistakes, and also protect yourself while going through this process so that her actions don't directly affect your life so much. You trying to make everything right and put Humpty Dumpty back together, it's not going to fully work. You'll satisfy moments, but you're not curing the overall big problem. So, you know, the spiritual way to go about this is, you know what, you'll figure it out. But so long as you keep on coming in to try to save her and protect her, it's not helping matters. And it's okay if she disconnects for a while, because I am seeing at some point there is going to be a strong disconnect if it didn't already happen.
I also want to add to that about your mom having dementia.
It's my mother-in-law, yes.
Excuse me?
Oh, it's my mother-in-law, yes.
All right. I feel as though, excuse me, that there's a lot of people arguing about her care. And
yeah, that's her.
I don't know if they don't want to take responsibility, or I just think that there's a big disconnect within that side of the family as far as taking responsibility. And I feel the person that is taking the most responsibility is feeling overwhelmed. And I, even if she's in a nursing home, I feel as though it's a decision that was made without really peace of mind for that person. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, because I'm the daughter-in-law that's doing it all, because the sons don't know what to do, and I don't know if this is the right spot for her. And so, yeah, well, I know what you're saying.
Okay. As far as it being the right spot for her, I do not feel it is the right spot for her.
But make the moves, because, and do what you have to do, because as far as the sons are concerned, when they're not pitching in, they don't have a right to have a say. You're the one who's taking care of her. You're the one that knows best, and you're the one that needs to follow your gut instincts on doing the right thing.
Yeah, you need to look for a place that really specializes in patients that have dementia and not just an overall nursing home. You do have her in a nursing home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to locate a better facility. You know what? I'm feeling that the facility is not really clean and she's not getting the proper attention. She's not complaining, but she's not also in her right mind at this point to be able to correspond to you her feelings about if she's being taken care of properly. So therefore, I know this big thing is on your head, and you have to be the one to be her eyes and ears. And I'm feeling very strongly that she's not being taken care of properly. Have you gone there and noticed that?
Yes.
All right. I need you to do this. I'm being told that there is a facility that really nurtures Alzheimer's and dementia patients. And if you ask doctors about it, you could come up with the name of it and where it is. And even if it's a little further out than you want her to be, she will be getting the best care there.
What you're going to experience is this. Either A, there's going to be somebody who's going to directly tell you exactly, it's a female who will tell you which nursing home is the best, and you should be able to talk to somebody who really knows their stuff. You know, who knows what's the best. Talk to a nurse that you know or somebody who has had experience as far as what facilities is the best. And or what's going to happen is that when you do put her in your next home, you are personally going to be knowing somebody who is a nurse there who does take care of the elderly right there. But right now we got to cut you off because we got to go to a break soon.
Good luck, sweetie.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
That's always difficult.
It's so hard.
Yeah,
very
it's difficult
hard.
when
you know what I'm feeling for her too, that her husband's siblings are not stepping up to the plate, but yet they have a lot to say.
Yeah, and that's why I said the person being that you're the one that's taking care of her,
right?
Taking care of the.
I don't want her to listen to that. She's taken on the responsibility. It's her choice. She's going to make the right choice. If she wasn't, she wouldn't be calling us.
So she and she's going to be fine. But everybody who's in, everyone has to deal with this unfortunate situation at one point.
Yes.
You know, well, I can't say everyone. I'll just say most or a lot of people. And you know what? You know who takes care of your spouse or your parents or your aunt or uncle, whoever, who's going to be responsible, and what home, or do they go in a home, or how long will it be until they go into a home? You know, and a lot of people try to take care of it themselves in their own home, and then it gets to be a bit much because they end up needing 24-hour nursing care, and you can't just do it anymore. Your lifestyle doesn't allow it, and it's going to take an emotional toll on you, if not a financial toll on you, and it's just not healthy for anybody. So, you know, you have, you know, the best way to go, like I, you know, recommended to her, is that go to somebody who really knows the system and who knows what good homes are worth going to, even if it is a little travel, you know.
And don't
it's tough. It's a tough situation.
Don't ask anybody in the facility that she's at now.
Yeah, definitely don't ask right at that facility. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're not going to give you a true blue answer. If I were you, and she has a doctor that's being seen that is not affiliated with the facility she's at, I would ask him. If she's got nursing care that she's had prior to being put into the nursing home, then ask them. Or you know what? You can call up. I think they have social workers that you can call, so that you can find out and get educated on these places. Go visit them. Visit them without an appointment. That is always the best way to find out if they're actually giving the patients the care that they need.
That would be great if they had a consumer's guide. You know, they have those consumer reports for cars and stuff.
Absolutely. And so we have to take a break
right now.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's right.
But we will be right back after this commercial break.
And Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
Oh,
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. I'm just going to give you the telephone number. Blah, blah, blah. It's easy for me to say. I'd like to give you the telephone number so you can call in and get a mini reading from Artie or myself. The number is 800-930-2819.
So what I was saying before, as the station, not you, the station had to interrupt us because we had to take that 15-minute break. I think it would be a dynamite idea if Consumers Report did a report on all hospice and all adult health care, seniors health care.
Oh, wait a minute.
And they were to...
Wait a minute. There is a site called care.com. I have it right on my phone. I use it for everything related to healthcare or to, like, my cleaning ladies and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
So maybe they already do have it.
Yeah. Right? Listen, it's called care.com. See if they have an area where you can find out and get information on proper care for proper situations that your elderly loved ones might be going through now, whether it be dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever. You can find out what their ratings are, the nursing home ratings are, and you can also find out and choose from a few different ones. Go down and look at them. Go unexpectedly. So, you know, everybody's not prepared for you. Very important thing to do. And try the care.com. I've had a lot of luck on it. I've had a lot of luck.
Really?
Yes, I really have.
What have you found on it? Like,
where
did you go home?
It has everything from plumbing to nursing. So I found a man that was going to come and refinish my doors outside from the dog scratches. I also found a fantastic cleaning lady.
Oh, good.
Yes. And I also found somebody to come and refinish my kitchen cabinets.
Oh, wow. All from care.com.
All from care.com.
There you go, folks.
And also, folks, they have everything from pets, pet needs, veterinarians, doctors, healthcare professionals, people that can come in your home and take care of the elderly, people that can come and shop for the elderly, people who could come and clean the elderly's home, you know, even a companionship. To have somebody to bring them a little companionship during the day while you're working. So I know that they do have a lot, and a lot of their services are absolutely free. I never paid a penny to get everything that I've got. So it's really, really a dynamite site.
Yeah, so it's obviously the people who do want to offer their services, they're the ones who pay for that.
Yes.
So that's very good. You want to know something? I got to tell you something. Well, I sent this to you, and I had it on my Facebook. And it was just something, you know, I get these comedic angels, and one is dirty and the other is clean.
I know, we have to say the clean.
Yeah, I'm just going to say the clean one. And while I was driving, it's like funny thoughts will pop into my head out of left field. And I sent this out to a bunch of friends and then put it on Facebook. And here it is. I walked into a religious bookstore, and much to my surprise, there was an area where they were selling toilet paper, and right above the toilet paper, it said, "Holy crap, you've come back."
That's cute.
I thought that was very funny.
That was funny.
So, I mean, I make myself laugh. You know, it's like, hear this, and I just say, oh, wow, that's too funny. I got to, you know, and if I don't, like, text it right away or put it in, I'll lose it. I lose it. So long as I write it down.
But it comes back to you.
What?
It does come back to you. Remember how funny you were telling us all those jokes?
Oh, yeah, the other night.
Oh, my goodness. He was like one after the other. I was sitting there crying. I couldn't catch my breath.
Sky, what is, before we read everybody else, and this is hitting you out of left field, what is like one of the more stronger or more memorable reads that you've done that like ranks up there? There's a lot of them, I'm sure.
Yeah, there
I'm sure
one.
There's a bunch of them. But one of them where either the people were like laughing so much, like, oh my God, yes, we used to do that, or we did that, or did this. Like, do you remember?
Yes,
anything?
I do.
Go ahead.
I have several of them I can tell you about. But the one that was, I think, most touching to me was I was sitting in a beauty parlor and I was getting my hair done. And out of nowhere, a young girl came to me and she says, my mother, get my mother, get my mother. And I didn't know who her mother was, but I said, well, who are you? And she gave me a name. And then she said to me, she died in a car crash, but she wanted her mother to know that she wasn't on the cell phone, that she was receiving a text. And that's when she crashed. But the most important thing that I remember is when I located her mother and I literally walked. I mean, this woman was to my left. And as I'm passing her mother, my whole body got like ice cold and it started like to get, you know, like when you get pins and needles. So I definitely knew it was her. And I turned to her and I said, I'm so sorry to bother you or bring this up. And I hope that you can accept this for what it is. But I have a young lady here that says that this, you're her mother, and she died in a car crash, and it was a very violent car crash.
I said something funny, not so.
Oh.
No, go ahead with your story.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, finish your story.
And then she said to me, oh, my God, she says, that's my daughter. And I gave her like a two-hour reading in the beauty parlor. It's absolutely free because
I. Well, did she take care of you at all?
No. Well, she did in a way. I'll tell you how. I gave her this beautiful two-hour reading, and I even proved to her that her daughter is so much around her that when she was in the jewelry store, she saw her buy the pendant that she was wearing around her neck. Okay? So that's proof of life after death. I mean, I gave her everything. The next couple of days passed, and I started getting phone calls because she asked me for my card, and I did give it to her. I started getting phone calls from her sisters. She had like five sisters.
Wow.
And she and her other children. And when as soon as they heard my voice, they started to cry and say, Sky, I can't thank you enough for giving this gift to my mother because she hasn't been the same in 6 years. Now, all of a sudden, she's able to laugh and smile again, knowing that my sister is not dead, knowing that she's in a happier place.
That's good. Yeah, because I know that when your daughters hear your voice, they cry also when they hear your voice.
Yes, my daughters always cry when they hear my voice. It's usually said, no more money. Whoa. I need money. Mom, can I use this? No.
No. All right, we have some wonderful people on the line, and we have Amy from upstate New York.
Hi, Amy.
Is that Amy or Any?
Hi. Yes. Hi. Hi. How are you?
Doing good.
Good.
What's cooking, sweetheart? What can we do you for?
Well, I was listening to the beginning of the show, and I tend to be one of those caretaker people. So I was wondering if there was any, I'm looking into finances.
Hold on 2 seconds. I'm switching gears a little bit. And what I got was, you know what? You could pray all you want, but if you don't put your thoughts into action, then you're not going to manifest what it is you say you want.
Right.
It's almost like you're waiting for certain things to happen for you, but yet you're not physically doing enough to make things happen in your life in the way that you want to.
I got almost the same thing. Almost the same
exact
thing.
And so that's what I got. And then I just saw you like praying, and it's like you're praying for help or please give me or please, you know, I need this. But it's like, but what are you doing about it? And you're not. You're sitting there like a deer in headlights, or you're just sitting there like a dead duck sometimes. You got to be more proactive on going after what it is you say you want.
I don't think you really know what you want either, Amy. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm feeling as though wait a minute. You know what? I'm feeling you surrounded by children. And I'm not sure if you really like childcare. But I'm kind of leading towards that, either going into childcare or working with children in a different aspect. But I see you around kids. Do you have a degree?
I'm a nurse. Yes.
You're a nurse. Oh, okay. Now I feel as though just regular nursing is not cutting it for you. I feel like you need to really get down in a more helpful way to children. And I'm feeling you leading towards children. You might not want to do it now, but I feel you ending up with like in pediatrics. And I'll tell you something else. I don't feel you really doing the nursing thing. I feel you're doing something else for children in pediatrics. And I really don't know what there is other to do than nursing. But I have, it feels as though it's kind of speaking to them, like even like a social worker or even a psychiatric nurse.
Did you ever do something with speech therapy or whether it be with speech or help or with hearing people with impediments of some sort?
No, I've never been in that line of work. I do work in a call center right now, though. I don't work as a nurse currently.
In a where?
In a call center. I work for a large company in a complaint center.
That's
totally not you. That's almost the equivalent to working for 911.
Right.
You know, as far as to deal with those emotions. And that's why you're a downer and you're not going to get to where you need to be until you move out of that environment.
You know what I keep hearing? St. Jude, St. Jude, St. Jude. Now, I happen to know that St. Jude Hospital is all about the children. And I feel that's where you're
going to be more fulfilled.
Yeah. And not only that, that's where she's going to end up. I'm not saying at St. Jude's all the way, wherever it's at, but I'm saying like a facility that's related to St. Jude's where you help nurse children. And I don't think it's physical nursing. I think it's nurturing, something like psychology and I think you're going to have to go back for further education on that.
But we do see you working, like your heartfelt desire, your heartfelt wishes are going to happen when you start working more with assisting children who have certain kind of disabilities, whether they be blind, whether they having hearing or with speech. But you're going to be working in this atmosphere, or this is what's going to help nurture you, because the kids are going to feed it back to you. And it's everything directly opposite of what you're experiencing now.
Right.
But you're definitely not in a place. It's like a sunflower that's living in the shade. It's not going to grow if you keep it in the shade. It's not going to happen. So you have to be out there in the sunshine, because your energy, this job sucks you dry, and it's just a job. But I don't feel like you belong there anymore. You need to start making serious moves, and you are going to be much happier, and things are going to start heading in the right direction.
You know,
you're going to look forward to waking up every day going to work.
Yes. And I want to tell you this.
Okay.
My angels just showed me a picture of you counseling children with cancer.
Oh, okay.
So, I feel as though that's where you're headed. That's where you're gonna shine. Like Artie said, you're gonna be like a sunflower in the sun, counseling children.
Or doing something
cancer.
Doing something with children who are vulnerable or whatever.
I feel it's definitely cancer.
But I'm
counseling.
But all I'm saying is that try to look more into this direction.
Yeah.
Because where you're at, it's a dead end road. So
it's just money. It's just money right now.
That's all it is. And it was a pleasure sharing time with you.
I hope that helped.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you both.
You're very welcome.
Thank you both. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
You know, it's really interesting that, you know, we really don't know crap from Adam until all of a sudden, you know, we get in this zone. It's like an instant zone.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden the answers just start flowing to us.
I'm telling you, I saw pictures.
And it's like, and we get these pictures and these images in our head, and it's like, oh my God, oh my God. Now, we never met this lady before. We don't meet anybody.
All right, but now we have to go for a station break so we can share our commercials with you as well as our good talk. So here we go, Bri.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit atozenmeditation.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ. All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, and right now Sky just had to take a little break. So you are with me, myself, and I, Artie, Art, and Arthur, and we're all one happy family here. So if anybody wishes to call in for a reading, feel free to give us a call at 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And if you don't want to call, we still love you. And feel free just to listen in and hear everybody else's problems and what's going on in their life. You know, but you want to know something? I really do. I give these people a lot of credit who call in on the air. It does take some guts because, you know, there a lot of people want to know answers. But what's really, really cool about this is that there's a lot of people who share in the same kind of problems. And so, you know, when, you know, people who are strong enough, who have a strong will enough to call into the radio station, kudos to you. You're actually helping out other people because through your issues, other people are listening in who have the same similar situation that you do. And so, I mean, really, it's a win-win situation for everybody. So really, I sincerely, you know, give you a lot of credit. And right now we have Jennifer from Clinton Park, New York. Hey, Jen, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, sweetheart. It's raining here in New Jersey. Is it raining by you?
Well, I live in Clifton Park, New York, and it was raining earlier, but it's been like really humid and really hot. So,
oh my God, the humidity
and the heat was kind of brutal today.
Oh, just a few minutes ago, when I tell you it was pouring, like, oh my God, like somebody turned on the faucet and it was just pouring down. It's like I went from inside of a store right to my car, and I'm only maybe 15 feet away, and I got drenched like I hopped into a tub. It was unbelievable. That's how hard it was raining.
Yeah, it's been pretty brutal.
So go ahead, sweetheart. What is it that I can help you with?
I just wanted to know if you see any other children in my future. I currently have one child, and I've been facing infertility for the past 10 years. My son's 10 years old, and I was just wondering if I would ever have another child again.
You want to know something? As soon as you ask that question, I keep on hearing yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. I'm hearing no negativity, and I'm hearing yes, 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 yes. And that's exactly how I hear it. How old are you now?
I'm 37, so I'm getting to that point.
You want to know something?
As
God is my holy witness, I wish I could have impressed the whole world, because that's exactly the number I heard. The only reason why I don't put myself out there with woman's age, I think it's a loaded question or a loaded situation where I try to guess somebody's age, even though I don't look at you when I'm talking to you.
Right.
But I just heard 37, and hold on. But I strongly believe that if you don't stress out about obsessing about having another child, and you just simply put your prayers out there, wake up every day. When you wake up every day and just say, thank you, God, for blessing myself and my family with all your beautiful miracles and blessings.
Right.
And just put it out there like that. And just God, thank you very much for all your beautiful miracles and blessings. What you can't think of a better way to start off your day.
Right. No, I agree. And I normally do. I think I'm at the point now, though, that in another year, if it just doesn't happen, I'll just have to give up.
So, no, I was just wondering. Just, if it happens, it happens. Just leave options open. You know,
right.
Believe it or not, I'm okay. So I could karaoke, but I just can't win any contest. But believe it or not, I have a feeling it's while your son is 12 years old is when you are going to give birth.
Wow. Would you be able to tell me if it'd be a boy or a girl? Would you be able to say that or no?
Hold on a second. I don't know. I keep seeing a monkey. Wait. No, I'm only kidding. let me see. Boy, you know what? I'm picturing in my mind your son playing with somebody, and I'm 90% sure it's a boy.
Okay, that's good.
90% sure, and I'm going to tell you why, because when I ask for the gender. If I don't see, you know, like I was trying to, what happens is that when somebody asks me a question about the future, my mind literally goes into the future. And I'm picturing your son playing with somebody, and I know he's playing, but for some reason I was being blocked by what your other child looks like. And so I didn't know. So I said to them, my second choice to find out, I said, well, do they have a penis or do they have a vagina? And that's what they said. And I just heard penis.
Okay.
So that tells me, obviously, that it is a boy. So I go right to where the genders are. And so it's a funny way for me to find out, but that's what happens. But what happens a lot of times, I have a conversation with the people in my mind in the future, and I listen to your higher self having a conversation with me, and you are telling me what's going on in the future in my mind. That's how I do it. Sometimes it's just the angels giving me answers, and sometimes I hear stuff in songs. But yeah, no, I strongly 100% believe you're going to have, or I shouldn't say 100%, 90%, you're gonna be a mother again. And I'm strongly seeing 12.
Okay. Well, that gives me hope. I thank you so much. Thank you so much. I was really scared to call.
If I was to go to Vegas right now, I would bet my money on, yes, you're having a child.
Okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, sweetheart. You take care. All right, everybody. Believe it or not, God, we already got to go for a commercial break, and we're wrapping up the hour, but we have a whole nother hour. So I want you to stick around, and I am going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.